This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
If your friends don't do this one thing, are you cutting them off and ending the friendship? That's the question. 585-252-9800. Of course, this would bother our girl Breezy.
So
she loves to celebrate.
I do love to celebrate. I obviously big celebratory gal, but I was just thinking about it, and obviously you all know how big of a deal my birthday is. How much I love my birthday, how hard I celebrate my birthday, etc. But I didn't wish a friend a happy birthday recently.
Oh, you didn't do it.
And I feel like a bad friend. And I'm sitting here spiraling about it. And then I was thinking to myself, like, is this really that big of a deal? Especially if it's someone you're not that close with. You can't wish every single person a happy birthday all of the time.
What makes you guys not that close?
Just like grown apart, like we grew up together.
You guys don't hang out?
No, not really.
It doesn't matter then.
Okay. But if it was somebody who I was like really close friends with, I feel like it would make more of an impact or mark on my life. But
think about how many people you've shut out of your life because they missed a birthday. Or forgot to wish you a happy birthday on May 5th. Yes, Cinco de Mayo. Everybody knows when Breezy's birthday is because she tells you every morning during the start of the show.
Yeah, no, for sure. Just so everybody's well aware. Only, you know, X amount of 2 months till my birthday. Actually, 55 days. But who's counting? I think that I felt a lot of shame and a lot of regret. But I also, as I've gotten older and as I've matured ever so slightly, you know, a centimeter every year, I don't know if my birthday is as big of a deal as it once was to me. Therefore, I don't feel as bad not wishing my friend a happy birthday the other day.
Well, you have to ask them how they feel about it. And not to mention, I think we talked about this a few months ago. The older we get, the less
important our birthdays become.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think that just comes with aging and growth and maturity. You find so many other things that you're concerned about. The world consumes us.
Right.
That we start to, hopefully that's the case, think about ourselves a little less throughout the years.
As you grow up and as you get other humans in your life, whether that be kids or partners or whatever
kids
the case may be.
100% change you for sure. Now, my birthday being in January, my cousin called me.
Okay.
Hey, you know, let's grab a coffee. I'll meet you at your place. He goes, we haven't talked in a while. I'm like, this is nice of him. Called me on my birthday. He wants to take me out.
Wants to take you out for your birthday? That's amazing.
So we get to the coffee shop and I noticed he's not trying to attempt to pull out his wallet. I'm like, it's no problem. So I paid for the coffee and the breakfast. It's okay. And so we just sat there and talked for 2 hours. Then he came up. He saw my apartment. We're hanging out for a bit. And then he left. And I yelled down the hall, hey, are you going to wish me a happy birthday? He goes, oh, is that today? Oh, thanks for breakfast.
He's the worst.
So was I a little butthurt? I guess a little, only because it's family. But I have so many cousins, first cousins. Don't even get me started with second cousins.
Speaking of your family. Your family, and I don't know if it's like the culture in which you come from, they let nothing go. They remember everything. When we first started the show together, you told me about the little black book that they keep.
It's not so little.
Oh, it's a phone book?
It's
phone book thick?
And it's not just weddings they keep track of. We're talking about funerals, too.
Are birthdays in there?
Oh, yeah. But my uncle, yeah, he's got a book, and you know, for every child of his that's ever had a wedding, every single guest, they mark down how much money they brought. You bring $20 to a wedding as a gift. Well, guess what? When you get married, you get $20.
That is so insane.
It's petty, but that's how it's
so
done.
So petty. That's so much effort.
My father doesn't have a book. Some of my uncles, 100%. Some of my cousins, oh, they'll hold a grudge. If they have to, they'll do it.
Have you ever had somebody not wish you a happy birthday that really like stuck with you and you remembered and you're like, huh, I really thought I was going to hear from Susie Q?
I'm not sure, but our buddy Tommy has, who's weighing in this morning, he just texted in, my birthday passed recently. Girlfriend didn't wish me a happy birthday. Didn't expect a gift. Did not expect a card or a cake, any special dinner. But maybe an acknowledgement that it's my birthday and a wish that it's a happy one would have been enough. Can you imagine your girlfriend not wishing you a happy birthday? That stings.
I almost forgot a past girlfriend's birthday before. Somebody had to tell me. Mind you, it was, you know, a couple hours before the day actually came, but...
You didn't have anything planned? Ready
I forgot it was. I forgot it was their birthday.
That's so unlike you.
It's so unlike me. I must have been very, very mentally unwell at that point in my life.
Especially a girlfriend.
I'm assuming a girlfriend that I lived with.
Oh, that relationship was definitely in the toilet.
No, literally.
You could care less. Tommy, I'm sorry to hear about that, buddy. Well, you know what? On behalf of Breezy and I, we hope you had a wonderful birthday and happy belated.
Yes.
It's your birthday.
Go Tommy. Go Tommy.
It's your birthday. Well, it was your birthday.
It was, but yeah, it's not perfect anymore. Well, I'm so sorry. I would casually bring it up to her.
Yeah, I would say.
People innocently forget sometimes. I wouldn't take it to heart. I'm sorry that happened, man. But... happy belated.
Happy belated indeed. So I guess what I'm trying to say is if you don't wish someone a happy birthday that you're not that close with, it's all right. But if my birthday comes around and I think we're closer than we actually are and you don't wish me happy birthday, ooh, there will be hell to pay. Let me tell
you that
much.
That's why I was so excited that your birthday was on a weekend last year. I didn't have to decorate or go out of my way to get a cake. I was like, oh, please let it be on a Saturday or Sunday. Please. God answered my prayers.
You're so annoying. No, you're.
Listen to BXY Mornings on your smart device. Wake up with Moose and Breezy when you ask it to play 98PXY.
98PXY from Odyssey.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in... Moosterpiece.
This is a good one today. I picked a movie Breezy has never seen. We're going to act out this scene from the film, and then Breezy will go home, watch it tonight, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
Let's do it.
I want you to read this today. Your character is kind of going through it, but so is mine. I'm fighting for your love.
Okay.
So don't read this where you're frustrated. Read it more where you're sad, because this is technically a breakup.
You fighting for my love is so incredibly typical.
Yeah, it checks out. All right. What questions do you have?
So am I sad? Like, or am I like annoyed?
No, you're not annoyed. You're sad. But think of a breakup where you know it's time. You have to end it. And you're walking out. You're leaving his apartment. Okay. But you don't want to leave. But you know eventually you got to leave.
You got to do it.
At some point, you got a job to get to. Sometimes it's easier to rip the Band-Aid off. You know what I mean? As painful as that is. 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, feel free to take a shot at it. Lights, camera, and action. Wait.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What do you want, Joel?
Just wait. I don't know. I want you to wait for me just a while.
Okay.
Really?
Not some weird concept, Joel. I'm just an effed up girl who's looking for her own peace of mind. I'm not perfect. Do you understand me? I'm not perfect. We're only making this harder.
Just wait. Please. I can't think of anything that I don't like about you.
But you will.
I just can't.
But you will. You will think of things and you'll get bored. I'll get bored with you and we'll feel trapped because that's what happens with me.
Okay.
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 Yeah. Okay.
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 Well, okay.
Cut. Okay.
That's Spizzano trying to come in mid-scene.
I know. It's so incredibly tough. 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, your acting was absolutely through the roof this morning.
We literally just said okay four times back and forth to each other.
I thought it was great, though. Now, this film, I'll give you a hint. Jim Carrey leads, okay? This is something that I've watched multiple times because I like it. It's a good film.
Okay.
You have no idea what film this is.
Not a clue. Okay. Never seen it. Never heard of it. Don't even know what we're doing.
Hold on. I got to figure out what year this is.
I don't even know where I am right now. I'm so just like in character, you know?
This is from 2004. Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. After a painful breakup, they're forced to just kind of say their goodbyes.
That's really
have you
sad.
Seen the show? Have you seen Severance?
No, Apple. Everybody keeps talking about it, though. Is it worth a watch, or would I get really confused?
You would get really confused because I know you like things to take off right away. And this is a show where it takes patience because I got to episode 5 of season 1, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
No idea.
But this past Friday night, they just released episode 8 of season 2. I still don't have a damn clue of what's going on. This movie kind of typically reminds me of that show in a sense.
Okay.
All right. We do have a couple of guesses. One person said Terminator. That's so not, that's, you couldn't be more wrong.
Terminator's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
Another person said, what is this? The Breakup. Nope, we did that for Valentine's Day. That definitely wasn't it. This person actually got it right. It is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind starring Jim Carrey.
What is literally happening right now?
So Breezy, you're going to go home. You're going to watch that movie tonight. Bring it in tomorrow. Breezy's big movie review. And by the way, see what happens when you don't force your character in her emotions?
You just
played it out. It was wonderful today.
To be fair, I had one line that I just kept repeating over and over in different dictions.
Okay.
I did crush, though.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 60 for the high today. The sun is shining. About time. Do you guys rewatch TV shows, especially with a significant other? Because last segment we were talking about, I know I brought up Severance.
Mm-hmm.
That is one show I will not be rewatching. Well, what a headache.
Everyone keeps talking about it. Like, it's so cool. It's so this. It's so intricate. You have to pay attention. You can't be on your phone. And I'm like,
that does
not sound like the show for me.
I fell asleep twice. I've been on my phone. And
you have no idea what you're watching.
You
lost the plot.
Episode 5, season 1, I went back and rewatched it twice. It's just a lot of wasted time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Last night I watched episode 8 they released. And I'm like, there are some shows I love. I watched Breaking Bad twice.
Okay.
Front to back.
So my biggest question to you is, for Breaking Bad that you rewatched, how much time had passed before you went back and revisited that show?
A year. Because I got a new relationship.
Time, I feel.
They were pissed off that they didn't get a chance to see it. So I was forced to go back and watch it. And you know me, I don't wait for somebody to finish watching a show.
Nah, that's not you.
I got impatient and I finished it again without her.
You're the worst. See,
I was so sorry.
When you're rewatching something, you shouldn't have to go ahead of them because you already know what happened.
I know.
That's the one time you probably shouldn't do that.
Because I knew exactly what was going on in that show from the first time, I was so excited because now I had a new perception on what the show was really all about. I was like, I'm going to finish this without her, but not tell her.
That makes sense.
So really, I watched half of the ending of the season. I watched it 3 times.
Right.
Because I still had to go back and watch it with her.
That's time you'll just simply never get back.
It's a waste of time.
So for me, I think that when you find a show that is an absolute zinger, and it's more so like the one season shows, and they just have one season, and they're really, really, really well done, that's what I want to rewatch when some time has passed. So right now, I just rewatched
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah. Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu.
Never heard of it.
This was out during COVID. So this was like the only thing that got me through COVID because it was appointment watching. Like every single Wednesday at noon, I was watching that and I was waiting every single week because we had literally nothing to do. And now I'm going back with my girlfriend and we're watching Cruel Summer, which was on Freeform that used to be ABC Family. And it's just one of those very like intricate shows that it does take a lot of like brain power to watch, but it's not like you have to catch up on 9 seasons. It's just a one season wonder. It's a nice watch. It makes you think, and you forget about some of these things when you're rewatching it for the second time because you're like, oh, there were so many details that I needed to keep up on.
That's the thing. And this is why I rather just stick to watching a true crime documentary, because you could watch the same hour and a half true crime doc over and over again, kind of like I have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do that a lot. The only true crime documentary that I've done that with, that I watched it twice, was The American Family. The one where the guy, like, took out his whole family in Colorado.
Well, because he got in a new relationship.
Yeah, he's like, so
he had to kill his daughters. I'm like, oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched that 3 times. But, again, I learn things.
What does that say about you, though, as a person? You know what I mean? Like, what does that say about you?
Yeah, they did.
Twisted individual.
They did put a poll on social media that it's a red flag if somebody relaxes to a true crime doc before they fall asleep.
You fall asleep to it. It's sociopathic.
So.
Time to call the therapist back.
It's just something I enjoy doing. No. Everybody knows before I got into this gig that I was going to be a forensics investigator. But there was too much math involved, so I never got around to it.
Not all heroes wear capes, truly. And honestly, I fear when you go to sleep and you fall asleep on your couch and you wake up and there's just blood everywhere. Like, what do you think in your head?
I'm sorry?
When you're watching the murder documentaries and it's just like, there was blood everywhere and now there's murder scenes and you don't get scared at all?
No, I find it fascinating.
Right. Perfect.
I find it extremely fascinating. By the way, somebody promised me that I was going to do a ride-along with them at the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to them to do it, and they ghosted me.
They blocked your number.
I'm really upset by
that. I think I could set that up for you. I really do. If that's something you still want to do, I will reach out.
Yeah, so rewatching a TV show, there's so many good ones. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. Unpopular opinion. I know we did There I Said It, but I don't recommend going back and watching Severance. Nobody knows what's going on. And everybody wants to tell you what's going on in the show, but nobody knows. It's all speculation.
You have sold it. I'm not watching it. No, thank you. So good.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.